This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Virginia Politics, Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. How are you, sir? How was your weekend?
Hey, I had a great one, Coy. I hope you did as well.
Indeed. I did a little traveling last week, Atlanta and Birmingham, and the only downside was getting home as I'm sitting in the airport in Charlotte, and they announced that the plane is broken and that they're canceling the flight. And so I went in with four others on the plane, and we rented a car and drove from Charlotte back to Charlottesville on Friday night. I felt like I was on one of those reality shows, you know, five strangers thrown into a car for 5 hours. And
well, you got home safe and sound anyway.
I did, and I made four new friends, too. We actually had a wonderful trip and a really good time. So are they having a good time in Richmond, Bob?
Well, I think the governor's probably having a good time now that the General Assembly's finally finished and out of town. And you know, but the fact is, Bob McDonnell probably did a lot better with the Virginia General Assembly than he did with the national media in his first 100 days.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Give us the pluses on the Assembly side, and maybe the some of the minuses on the national news side.
Well, you know, obviously on the Assembly side, he was able to, you know, work with the Assembly in dealing with the Virginia budget shortfall. McDonnell initially said that he didn't want to raise state taxes, and he hasn't. As you know, a number of localities are considering raising them, but the fact is that there was no general tax increase in dealing with the shortfall. He was able to reach compromise with the teachers' organizations about charter schools, and it's a little more likely now that we're going to get some more charter schools in Virginia. And so on a whole set of issues, I think the governor felt that he did relatively well in the General Assembly. Of course, they deferred some of the big-ticket items, the transportation plan, the higher education plan. But overall, he had a pretty productive 100 days in-state. But out-of-state was where he really had his problems, because what occurred is that McDonnell had been viewed early on as a major player on the Republican national stage. And this Confederate History Month flap was just extraordinarily destructive. It went on and on. All the national media picked up on it. And the fact is that it was something that he hadn't even anticipated. But it's one of those things in politics that you can get hurt so quickly and so rapidly. And Virginia, for better or worse right now, is right in the middle of the national media storm, you might say. And whatever happens here in Virginia seems to really be, you know, put under a microscope. And that's what happened. And unfortunately for the governor, it really damaged, I think, his national standing.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. He joins us every Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia and national politics. And, of course, Bob, the reason Governor McDonnell cares, it's no secret that he would like to achieve higher office one day. He's still a young man. You know, he's governor, and, you know, he wants to go places.
Well, again, I've never spoken with him about that personally, but, you know, clearly he was high on the agenda of the Republican Party nationally. And more than that, Coy, people were talking in December and January about the McDonnell model, that how he had redefined conservatism to focus on these kitchen table economic issues, and that the public was responding very, very favorably to sort of the model of conservatism that Bob McDonnell had put forward in the 2009 campaign. And then for him to have to kind of be in some ways just rammed from one side to the other on a litmus test social issue that had a racial dimension to it was nothing that he had wanted or anticipated, I think. There are some people who still believe in the national media that McDonnell did all this deliberately, cagily, and craftily in order to appeal to some of the anti-Obama sentiment that they feel is racially motivated with respect to whites. I just don't see that calculation having been made. But nonetheless, the fact was is that it really harmed the kind of press and the kind of attention that McDonnell was getting, and people had you know, quickly forgotten, you might say, about the campaign model that he had put forward about a new conservatism that was really focused on kitchen table, pragmatic economic issues.
More of a moderate business-focused Republican instead of the hot-button, far right-wing social issues Republican.
Yeah, and what's happened is that, you know, between him and, of course, the flap that took place over the letter to the colleges and universities about anti-discrimination wording regarding gays and lesbians that the Attorney General put out, Virginia's national press, you might say, for much of the last 30 to 45 days has simply focused on, you know, Confederate History Month proclamations, what the state thinks about gays and lesbians, and really hasn't been attentive, or the national media haven't been very attentive to the economic programs and the economic beliefs that Bob McDonnell put forward so clearly during the campaign.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. Two quick thoughts, Bob, and then we'll go to the phones. We've got some folks standing by who want to join the conversation. The phone number is 977-1070. Number one, I don't understand why they simply don't just make it Civil War History Month, you know, which to me would be fine. It makes sense. That's really what we're talking about. And yet if you did that, you wouldn't be throwing a bone to the sons of Confederate veterans, you know, arguably a right-wing social issues group. But number two, I'm curious if that group was the folks, in fact, who wrote this proclamation and just sent it up to the governor and he put his name on it.
Yeah, I don't know the exact details of all of that, Coy, but from what I've been told, which may or may not be accurate because I've heard it, you know, secondhand, is that certainly the Sons of Confederate Veterans sent a proclamation that they thought would be appropriate through the governor's office. My understanding is that that proclamation was altered somewhat during the process, but that it was initiated in that way. You know, again, my sense is that Bob McDonnell probably thinks today, why do any proclamation?
Yeah.
You know, about anything.
Yeah, good point.
You know, because it's a remarkable feature of politics that, you know, words do matter. And that, you know, here's an issue that really doesn't have a huge economic consequence. One can make an argument about tourism, I think, that's pretty strong. But other than that, it doesn't have very much to do with closing the state budget shortfall. It doesn't have very much to do with reinventing the Virginia economy, but it has a lot to say about what we think of ourselves as a culture and as a people and how inclusive we want to be. And my sense is that those matters can be equally, if not more important politically these days, than pocketbook issues sometimes, and we really saw that over the past 30 days.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, virginiatomorrow.com. Eric is waiting patiently in Charlottesville. Eric, you're on with Bob. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Bob, I just want to say that as, you know, as somebody that watched Bob McDonnell run an incredibly disciplined, smart campaign, for him to do something of just sort of Olympic-level stupidity, like sign this proclamation, when he knows or should know that those votes are sewn up already and all it could possibly do was blow back in his face, just speaks to me of him kind of losing the discipline that won him the governor's race in the first place. I mean, it's a loser of an issue. Jim Gilmore took great pains to issue a very nuanced, very smart response to the Sons of Confederate Veterans that was not at all just sort of a blanket embracing of whatever they wanted. I mean, you know, what could he possibly have been thinking? How does this possibly benefit the Republican Party in Virginia?
You know, and nationally, I really agree with the caller that, you know, it was a mistake in terms of not thinking and unthinking rather than some kind of deliberate calculation, because I perfectly agree that there is really no benefit to it. And I think what the caller suggests as very surprising is something that a lot of other people found pretty astonishing as well, is that it doesn't appear that the previous proclamations were consulted while this was being done. So whatever happened inside the administration here, it is still fairly difficult to imagine that the other proclamations of Jim Gilmore, Doug Wilder, were not even examined as this was put forward. And it's the kind of misstep that I'm not certain at all. I don't believe it was a misstep out of deliberate calculation, But in politics, sometimes that doesn't matter. You're harmed, and it really doesn't matter why. And it's one of the, you know, brutal facts of political life.
Yeah. Eric, let me ask you, are you still with us?
Yeah. Huh?
Let me ask you, would you support, do you think that Virginia should have any proclamation dealing with the Civil War or the Confederacy, or should we change it to Civil War History Month, or do you support a Confederate History Month?
No, I mean, a Civil War History Month would be fine. I don't think the government should be in the job of proclaiming anything. I think that the campaign that he ran on strictly economic issues was a smart model for Republicans. This is, it is the economy, stupid. And if we're going to be the party of hope, growth, and opportunity, then we need to be reaching out and not sort of being retrogressive and hearkening back to a very divisive and unpleasant time in our country's history. That's not a winning strategy.
Eric, thanks for the call. Great call. And we got a line open at 977-1070. We're talking a little Virginia politics with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, picking up where Eric left off there, what's your read now on the Republican Party in Virginia as we approach the elections coming up in November?
You know, overall, Coy, the Republicans are still pretty well situated in Virginia, one would believe. When we're talking about the congressional seats that are, possible turnovers, we're often talking about four congressional seats that are, currently held by Democrats. I think a couple of them are long shots still. I think it's not going to be easy to beat Rick Boucher. I don't think it's going to be easy to beat Jerry Connolly. But certainly the Tom Perriello battle is likely to be extraordinarily tough, particularly if the Republicans can come up with a unified front. The same is true of the effort to retake the seat that Glenn Nye won in 2008, though there again, we may see some division between establishment Republicans and Tea Party Republicans as well. So we're going to have to watch to see how that plays out over the next few months. But at least at the moment, you would say that the prospects for the Republicans look a little more appealing than the prospects for the Democrats right now.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Bob, what's this all about? College tuitions are going up in Virginia, and along the same line, speaking of colleges, we're seeing now with these new voting rules being clarified, some interesting things taking place, and I'm thinking about what's going on with Liberty University and Lynchburg.
Yeah, two great questions, Coy. The first is that we had the initial round of college tuitions took place a couple of weeks ago, and they went up fairly moderately, actually. There are a couple of universities went up by 5%, 6%, 7%. Last week, however, Tech went up by almost 10%. UVA sent out an early message that seems to be signaling 10% or more when their Board of Visitors meet this week. And the president of VCU sent out a letter to his friends in the community basically saying that VCU was preparing to raise tuitions to levels of the other doctoral universities, where VCU's tuition has been historically relatively low. So what we're seeing is that a number of the major universities in Virginia are really coming up with large tuition increases in the area of double digits right at the time that the recession has hit, largely because their argument is that reduced state support has made it impossible for them to offer the quality of services that students and parents expect. So that's one big, big issue. And the second issue that you mentioned has been this remarkable political renaissance in Lynchburg, you might say, of Liberty University, where the students were absolutely vital in the 2009 House of Delegates elections and are removing Shannon Valentine and electing Scott Garrett. Liberty's been involved in a pretty pitched battle with the city of Lynchburg about some zoning issues that resulted in actually when they met at Liberty University to discuss this, apparently the meeting was taped without the knowledge of the Lynchburg city officials. And Lynchburg has upcoming city council elections in which they have actually a lot of at-large seats, so that the Liberty student body could influence not only the seat in which the location in which Liberty resides, but it could actually influence the entire city council election. So a lot of times when we talk about student activism, we really are talking about sort of left-leaning liberal activism that you see around the campuses. Liberty is maybe the most notable exception in America to this.
Amazing. Bob Holsworth, the website is virginiatomorrow.com. It's must reading if you want to stay in touch with the very latest about what's happening in Virginia politics. Bob, thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Always great to be with you, Coy. You take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.